Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun. Inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gadaochish lepazion in kwe etaget unacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Now let's give thanks and praise unto the Almighty, the ruler of heaven and earth. Respect to the man from birth.
His name is worthy to be praised, so I praise him all throughout my days. I say, his name is worthy to be praised. Now praise him and then I gaze, you are gaze. His name is worthy to be praised, so I praise him all throughout my days. I say, his name is worthy to be praised. Now praise him and then I gaze, you are gaze. Oh yes, the man shine the sun, and the man father rain, but still mankind a complain.
How to please them?
He gave us the greatest gift of them all, but still man a holler and bawl. But what more?
What more
can Jaja do to please mankind? I don't really know. For
sure,
mankind seek and you will find. Jah is knocking at your door. His name is worthy to be praised, so I'll praise him all throughout my days. I say, his name is worthy to be praised. Now praise him and then I gaze, you a gaze. His name is worthy to be praised, so I'll praise him all throughout my days. I say, his name is worthy to be praised. Now praise him and then I gaze, you a gaze.
Africa where we are go, home sweet home. So I'll rasta man come and we bun down Rome. Africa we are go, home sweet home. So I'll rasta man come and we bun down Rome. Well, I dish me wa unu over sun. O trip me from me roots, no wicked Babylon. But now we get wiser, seek out them plan. Now what else, them can't try that to rasta man. Because we don't know we destination. Jamaica happy the arrow of Indian. America happy the redneck man. England happy
what man, but mama, Africa where we belong. So I and I, why it up, me precious. The road may be rocky, but we up, we keep moving. So I and I, why it up, me sister. The road may be rocky. I sing, mama, mama, we are go home sweet home. So I'll rasta man come a quick on long road. Africa where we are go home sweet home. So I'll rasta man come a quick see the sun show. Fuck up who no think me breaking and system. Come a quick left out of Babylon system. Emperor Selassie at the kings of kings. Don't ask a shamali run, it is here heading. Everybody should know, say that's all what the beginning. Who no know them history, when they do some reading. Ethiopia, no longer waiting. So mama me a go, home sweet home. So I'll rest and come a crab and down roam. Africa me a go, home sweet home. So I'll rest a man come a crab and down roam.
I know there is no, no justice in it for. There is no justice. Live that people miss it and that they get thrown. It's a fact and they have to say so. There is no justice. I know there is no, no justice for the poor. There is no justice. Babe, that people may say in a ghetto is a fuck, yeah, me have to say so. Everyday life in the ghetto is a life of oppression. Police harass me every day for no reason. Stop, search, plant then possession. If we are protesting, say we cause an obstruction. Spray we with the gas and beat we with the baton. Fling we into the van and then they can we go on station. If we not stop, by them say a hard condition. To them say them above the law. When me say I know there is no, no justice for the poor. There is no justice. The black people me say in a ghetto is a fact and they have to say so. There is no justice. I know there is no, no justice for the poor. There is no justice. It's a fact and they have to say so. Me tell them Africa still and where black man originate. That is where the Bible history take place. Babylon coming and a loot and rape. Put with on a ship and force with the emigrate. Send me to West Indies and United States. Put with on a plantation figure work and irrigate. Whip we cross we back if we try to escape. Over 200 years me say them Africa captivate. Now them have all the state we choose the state for yesterday. Babylon release the chain but them the let me through the gate. Equality we want but them still a dominate. Black people you forget this straight. When me say I know there is no, no justice for the poor. There is no justice. See black people me say in a ghetto is a fact and me have to say so. There is no justice. I know there is no, no justice for the poor. There is no justice. See black people me say in a ghetto is a fact and me have to say so.
Do it, baby. Discipleship Radio.
Justice, justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. Justice, 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 shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee, I. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. Lima'ana tichye. We ya rashta etta ha'aretza asheri Yahuwah Eloheka notena lak. Lak. Lock, 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 lock.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And hear, 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 Shema Israel. Hear, 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 Hanukkah Sameach. Happy Hanukkah. And here for the eighth day of Hanukkah, fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 8, for the eighth day of Hanukkah. Hanukkah Sameach. Happy Hanukkah. Here, chapter 8, fourth book of Maccabees. The famous athletes of righteousness, of Tzedek. Here ends the story, the narrative of courage, called the fourth book of Maccabees. Hanukkah Sameach. Some of the guards declared that when she also was about to be seized and put to death, she cast herself on the pyre in order that no man, no man might touch her body. O mother, that together with thy seven sons of this break the tyrant's force and bring to naught his evil devices, and gave us an example of the nobleness of a moon of faith of the imminent. Thou wert nobly set as a roof upon thy sons as pillars, and the earthquake of the torments shook thee not at all. Rejoice therefore, pure souled mother, pure psyched mother, having the hope of thy endurance certain at the hand of Elohim. Not so majestic stands the moon amid the stars in heaven as thou, as the eye, having lit the path of thy seven star-like sons to righteousness, to Tzedek, standest in honor with Elohim, the true good, the true God, and thou art set in heaven, the Shamayim, with them. For thy childbearing was from the son of Abraham, and had it been lawful for us to paint, as might some artist, the tale of thy piety, would not the spectators have shuddered at the mother of seven sons suffering for righteousness' sake, multitudinous tortures, even to death? And indeed, it were sitting to inscribe these words over their resting place, speaking for a memorial to future generations of our people, to future generations of I and I people. Here lie an aged priest and a woman full of years and her seven sons through the violence of a tyrant desiring to destroy the Hebrew nation. They vindicated the rights of our people, the rights of I and I people, looking to Elohim, the true good, the true God, and enduring the torment even to death. For truly it was a holy war. It was an Isla war, which was fought by them. For on that day, virtue, proving them through endurance, set before them the prize of victory in incorruption, in everlasting, ever-living life. But the first in the fight was Eleazar, and the mother of the seven sons played her part, and the brethren fought. The tyrant was their adversary, and the world and the life of man were the spectators, and Tzedek and righteousness won the victory and gave the crown to her athletes, who but wondered at the athletes of the true Torah, of the true law, who were not amazed at them. Who were not amazed at them? The tyrant himself and his whole council admired their endurance, whereby they now do both stand beside the throne of Elohim and live the blessed age. For Moses says, all who have sanctified themselves are under thy hands. All who have sanctified, set themselves apart, are under thy hands. And these men, therefore, having sanctified themselves for Elohim's sake, not only have received Kabbalah, this honor, but also the honor that through them the enemy had no more power over our I and I people, and the tyrant suffered punishment, and our country was purified, they having as it were become a ransom for our nation's sins, for our nation's fuckery. And through the blood of these tzaddikim, these righteous men, and the propitiation of their death, the divine, the divine providence delivered Yisrael, Israel, that before was evil entreated. For when the tyrant Antiochus saw the heroism of their virtue and their endurance under the torches, he publicly held up their endurance to his soldiers as an example. And he thus, like this, inspired his men with a sense of honor and heroism on the field of battle, on the field of battle and in the labors of besieging, so that he plundered and overthrew all his enemies. O Israelites, O Bnei Yisrael, O Israelites, children born of the seed of Abraham, born of the race of Abraham, obey this Torah, obey this direction, instruction, obey this teaching, and be righteous in all ways, recognizing that inspired reason is Adon, Ha-Adon, Adonai, is Lord over the passions and over pains, not only from within, but from without our cells, without ionized cells, by which means those men delivering up their bodies to the torture for tzedek's sake, for righteousness sake, not only won the admiration of mankind, humanity, but were deemed worthy of divine inheritance, divine inheritance. And through them the nation obtained shalom, peace, and restoring the observance of HaTorah, of the direction, instruction, the teaching in our country, hath captured the city from the enemy. And vengeance hath pursued the tyrant Antiochus upon earth, and in death he suffers punishment. For when he failed utterly to constrain the people of Yerushalayim to live like Goyim, to live like Gentiles, like the nations, and abandon the customs of our patriarchs, of our fathers, he thereupon left Yerushalayim and marched away against the Persians. Now, these are the words that the mother of the seven sons, the righteous woman, spake to her children. I was a pure maiden, and I strayed not from my father's house, and I kept guard over the rib that was builded to Eve. No seducer of the desert, no deceiver in the field corrupted me, nor did the false beguiling serpent sully the purity of my maidenhood. I lived with my husband all the days of my youth. But when these my sons were grown up, their father died. Ashrei ha'ish, happy was he, for he lived a life blessed with children, and he never knew the pain of their loss. Who, while he was yet with us, with I and I, taught you HaTorah and HaNaviyim, taught you the Torah and the prophets. He read to us, read to I and I of Abel, who was slain by Cain, and of Yitzhak, Isaac, who was offered as a burnt offering, and Joseph in the prison. And he spake to I and I of Pinchas, the zealous priest, and he taught you the song of Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael in Haesh, in the fire. And he glorified also Daniel in the den of lions, and blessed him. And he called to your minds the sayings of Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah. Yea, even though thou pass through the flame, the fire shall not hurt thee. He sang to us, to I and I, the words of David, of David, the psalmist. Many are the afflictions of the tzaddik, of the just, of the righteous. He quoted to us, I and I, the proverb of Shlomo, the proverb of Solomon. He is a tree of life to all them that do his will. He confirmed, I affirm the words of Ezekiel. Shall these dry bones live? For he forgot not the song that Moses taught, which teaches, I will slay and I will make alive. This is your life and blessedness of your days. Ah, cruel was the day, and yet not cruel, when the cruel tyrant of the Greeks, of the Gracchi, set the fire blazing for his barbarous braziers, and with his passions boiling, brought to the catapult and back again to his torches the seven sons of the daughter of Abraham, of Abraham, and blinded the eyeballs of their eyes and cut out their tongues and slew them with many kinds of torment, for which cause the judgment of Elohim pursued and shall pursue the accursed wretch. But the sons of Abraham, the Bnei Abraham, with their victorious mother are gathered together to gather to the place Hamakom of their ancestors, having received Kabbalah, pure and immortal souls, Elohim from Elohim, to whom be glory forever and ever, for ever and ever.
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 Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Yehi Shemo Le'olam, Lifne Shemesh Yinnon Shemo, Ve'yit Barechu Vo, Kol Goyim Ye'asheru, 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 Ye'asheru.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him.
Blessed.
All nations shall call him blessed.
Blessed. Blessed.
Kol goyim ye'asheruhu.
Ye'asheruhu. Ye'asheruhu. Ye'asheruhu.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. God of Israel. God of Israel.
Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael.
Who only doeth wondrous thing.
Wondrous thing. Wondrous thing.
Ose niflaot levado.
Levado. Levado.
And blessed be his glorious name forever. Forever. Forever.
Uvaruch Shem Kevodo Le'olam, 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 Le'olam.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory, with his glory, with his glory, with his glory.
Ve'yimmale Kevodo et kol ha'aret, kol ha'aret, kol ha'aret, kol
ha'aret, kol
ha'aret.
Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen, ve'amen, 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 ve'amen. Kalu tefillot David ben Yishai,
ben Yishai, ben Yishai, ben Yishai, ben Yishai, ben Yishai.
The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended, 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 are ended. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd. One shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Ata yacholi kolo Allah, Rastafari kalinim ja, 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 ja,
ja, ja, ja.
So when we fall in front of the fire, what shall we pretend? But Eden,
all that is Johnny.
Thank you.
our culture. And me say singing them a song of love, singing them a song of our culture. And me say singing them a song of love. And me say for a word ever and ever, a word never.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yes, give us all time.
Chapter a day, keep the devil away. Behold the heavenly truth, yeah, 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 yeah. The works of his majesty, I done proclaim. A chapter a day, keep the vampire away. Behold the heavenly truth, yeah, 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 yeah. The works of his majesty, so powerful, so heavenly. Movement.
Of the world that we are kings of kings and lords of lords, conquering the lion and tribe of Judah. The elect of God, the earth, the rightful ruler. Majesty, highly God, the last eye, give thanks and praise. Jump, rock, far off. Works of his majesty, I then proclaim.
On this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people, and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936? Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog, always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimal Shir Hamma'alot Le David.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the
Psalm 133.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimal Shir Hamma'alot Le David. 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 Le David.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon
and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Good.
133.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimal Shir Hamma'alot Le David. 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 Le David.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
Can you see? The English language.
Join your mentality.
Inne matto buhum manahayim shevetachim gam yahad. Inne matto buhum manahayim shevetachim gam yahad.
Blessing of unification, blessing of unification. Psalm 133. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one source, Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadesh, Yahweh Ahad. A song of ascent of David. Ye David, ye me'arig mezmorin. When the moch bechibret big emmetu, in a ho, melkamno, in a home yamareno. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together, to gather in unity, in unity. Karas is kertim in the mifeses. Iska aronatim belupsu medarabia in the mi warda shetuno. It is like the precious oil upon the head, upon the Rastafari, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that cometh down upon the collar, the skirts of his garments. Betzion natararoch nemi word in the armon oimat elno. Bezia egazia the hera berekatun. Hiwet nemiskaz lalem azizo alina. Like the dew of Hermon that cometh down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yehovah, he who be, who he be, is divine majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, commanded the blessing, the baraka, even life forevermore. Chaim od ha'olam. Amen and amen.
Rastafari.
Today's daily psalm in the Royal Empire, just to ride up, HSV, the Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals, side by side with the KJV right here. We have Mezmore Dawit, Meto Selassie Source, 133, Yedawit, Yemarig Mezmore, Yedawit, Yemarig Mezmore, a song of ascent, a song of degrees, Hamelot. Me'illot, Me'arig, the going up, the riding up. These are often said to be the pilgrimage songs, because since Jerusalem, Yerushalayim is the heights going up, you learn to read the sign language, making those heights, making that aliyah. Ye Dawit, Ye Me'arig Mezmor. These are the psalms, the chants, the songs of degrees, which were chanted when pilgrimaging and making that trod to Yerushalayim, to the holy place, to the Hekal, to the temple, especially those three times in the year where all the males of Yisrael, Yasharel, the upright of God, of the true good, the man who sees the true God, the true good, he who has prevailed, all right, has power with Elohim and with man. So we have today's daily psalm, three verses, the Aleph Beit Gimel, or here in the Royal Amharic, the Hahuhi, so to speak. But we have the three verses right here, and who let source. First verse. Listen, Ma'ab, will it begin to produce Ahadu, Amlak, Mezmore Dawit, Metos Elasa Source, Ye Dawit, Ye Ma'arig Mezmor, Kuter An, verse 1. Wendemoch, Bechibret Bikemetu, Ineho, Melkamno, Inehom, Yamareno, behold, Ineho, look, see, sight, here it is, how good and how pleasant it is. Ineho, Melkamno. It is good, how good in the home. And behold, Yamareno, how pleasant it is, how acceptable it is. When the moch bechibret, chibret, chebron, chibret, machiber, to come together, to gather as one. Ainati bechibret, the machiber, the habarim. When the moch bechibret bikemetu, if they seat up, if they sit up and seat up. Rastaman says, sat up, you know, seat up, be seated up together, come, make with reason. When the moch bechibret bikemetu, in the home, melkamno, in the home, yamarino. Karas, iskatim, in the miyafesis, iskaron team, belipsua medarabia. In the miwarda shituno, it is like the precious ointment upon the head. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. Karas is kadim in the mephesis. Iska Arontin, Belipsuma de Rabbian de Miwarda Shetuno.
God's yon tararo chinde mi word in the armone elno. Bezia egziaviher berekatuna hiwetine miskazalalema azizoalina. As the dew of Hermon, Hermon, in the Armon Aimat Elno, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, Zion, Beth Zion, Tearoch, in the Mi word, in the Hebrew, Shei Yored, Yored, Yarad, Wared, to descend, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, Beth Zion, Tearoch, in the Mi word, in the Armon Aimat Elno. Bezia, Bezia, Zeya, Bezia, Bezia, Zeya, Exiaviher, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, Bereketun, the blessing, the Bereket, Bereketun, the blessing, his blessing, Bereketun, Hiwetinemiska, Zalalem, Azizoalina. For there, Exiavi, the sustainer, the good father, the commanded, the bereket, bereketun, bereketu, the blessing, even life, hiwetinim, hiwet. We have chayim in the Hebrew, the royal Amharic. We have the hiwet from the same chai, from the same ancient Afro-Shemitic root, the chai, yes, I, get chai, life, lively up yourself, hiwetinim. He wet in them is kazalalem as is oalina. For there, exiab is sustained of the good father, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, Gormawi Kanamawi Hadassalasi commanded the Baraka, Barakatun, he wet in them is kazalalem as is oalina.
مزمور متو سلاسة هولت بك النف متو سلاسة سوس يداويت يما أرق مزمور واندموش بهبرت بك أمتو انهو ملكام انهم يامارن كراس اسكت ام اندم يفسس اسك آرونت ام بلبسو مدر بيام اندم يورد شتتونا بس ايوان تراروش اندم يورد اندار مونيم تألنا بس ياك زيابير بركتونا ህይወትን እስከ ዘላለም አዟል
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimal Shir Hamma'alot Le David. Le David.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is.
Hine ma tovu ma na'im.
For brethren to dwell together in unity.
Shevet achim gam yahad, 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 yahad.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head.
Kashem min hatov al harosh, al harosh, al
harosh. That ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard.
Yored al hazakan, zakan aharon.
went down to the skirts of his garment. Skirts of his garment. Skirts of his garment. Skirts of his garment.
Shall you read Alpi Middotam? Middotam. Middotam. Middotam.
The dew of Hermon. Hermon.
Che tal Hermon Sheyored, 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 Sheyored.
It is the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion.
I saw you standing there before.
Al Hareret Sion, Sion.
There the Lord commanded the blessing.
Ki Sham Tifa Adonai et Haberacha, 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 Hayim Ad Ha'ona.
Life forevermore, 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 forevermore. Psalm 133.
Mizmor Kuf Lametim al Shir Hamma'alot le David.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. It is the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Gimel, Mizmor Kof Lamed Gamel, Psalm 133, Shir Hama'ilot Ledawi, Hine Matov Umana'im, Shevetachim Gam Yahad, Kashemen Hatov Al Harosh, Yoreda Allah Zakana Zikana Aheron. A song of ascent, Shir Hama'ilot, of David lit Dawid. Behold, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, to dwell together, together in unity. Hine matov umahnaim shebetachim gam yachad. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. Kashemen hatov al harosh yored al hazakana zikana aheron. The Rebbeinah, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah taught that two drops of ointment, of shemen, like two pearls hung upon the beard of Aharon, hung upon Zikan Aharon. According to Rav Papa, there is a tradition that whenever Aaron spoke, the two drops would ascend and stay
at the roots of his beard. And here you hear in the Midrash notes where it reads, there's a tradition that whenever Aharon spoke, there is the Midrash footer says, or had his beard trimmed. See Rashi on this particular note here. But here it is said, according to Rav Papa, that there's a tradition that whenever Aaron spoke, the two drops would ascend and stay at the roots of his beard. And because of this fact, Moses was anxious and used to say, Chalila, Elohim forbid, God forbid, but is it possible that unknowingly I trespass in the application of the holy oil, the Isla oil? And here the Midrash note, by having applied too much oil at the installation of Aharon of Aaron into the office of the Kohen Gadol, into the office of the high priest, on Me'ilah, or inadvertent trespassing in the use of the holy things, the Isla things of Adonai of Jehovah, of the Lord, refer to Leviticus 5 and 15. And here, Vayikra, hey, chapter 5, verse 15. Hear, Shema. Nefesh shakia tim ola ma'ala vi'chata'a biya shikaga miya kadeshe Yahuwah vi'heviya eta eshamo la Yahuwah ayil tamina mina hazona bi'erekeka kesefa shikalim bi'eshekela ha'kodesha li'asham. Hear. If anyone commits a trespass, nefesh, kiyatim olam ma'ala, if anyone commit a trespass, nefesh, if any soul, if any psyche commit a trespass, and sin through error, v'chata'ah b'yishgaga, in the holy things of Jehovah, Mi'kadeshei Yahuwah, then he shall bring his forfeit to Jehovah. With Hebiya Etai Shamola Yahuwah, a ram without blemish out of the flock. Ayil Tami Nina Hatson Bi Erekeka, according without blemish out of the flock, according to thy valuation in silver by shekels. Bi Erekeka Kesefa Shikalim, after the shekel of the sanctuary, Bishakelah Kodesh, for a guilt offering, Li Asham. Okay, here on the Me'ilah, or inadvertent trespassing in the use of the holy things of Jehovah, reference Vayikra, Leviticus 5, verse 15. Thereupon, a divine voice, Voka, came forth and said, like the dew of Hermon, like the dew of Hermon, K'al Hermon, like K'al, the dew, Hermon, like the dew of Hermon, here, in today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor, of Lamed Gimel, Psalm 132, the Gimel Gamel, the third verse. That is, as the law of unknowing trespass in the use of the holy things, the holy things of Jehovah, does not apply to the dew of Hermon, does not apply to the Al Hermon. So, the law of unknowing trespass in the use of the holy things of Jehovah does not apply to the oil of anointment that ran down Aaron's beard. Aaron, however, was still anxious, for he said, quote, while it is possible that Moses did not break the law of unknowing trespass, I may have broken it. There upon a divine vocal, a divine voice came forward and said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together, to gather in unity. Hine mahatov mahnaim shavatachim kam yachad. Hear from today's daily song. Hear. Mizmor. Of Lamed Gimel, first verse. As Moses did not break the law, HaTorah, so neither didst thou, the I, Aharon, break it. Like the dew of Hermon that cometh down upon the mountains of Zion, for there Jehovah commanded the blessing, even life for evermore. K'tal hermon sheyored al hare Zion, kisham siwah Yahuwah et habraka chayim ad ha'olam. All goodly rewards and comforts come out of Zion, out of Zion, need Zion. And hear a reference to the 14th Psalm and to the 128th Psalm, reference to all goodly rewards and comforts come out of Zion. Here in Mizmor Yod Dalet, in Psalm 14, Psalm XIV, here in the 7th verse, Hebraically it reads, Mi Yitain, Mi Zion, Mi Yishuat Yisrael, out of Zion. Oh, that the salvation of Yisrael will come out of Zion. Mi Yitain, Mi Zion. Who to give, Mi Yitain, Mi from Zion, from Zion, Mi Yitain, Mi Zion, Yishuat Yisrael, the salvation, the Yeshua, Yeshuat Yisrael, the salvation of Yisrael, the Yeshua of Yisrael. Here, point of reference in the concluding prayer of Mizmor Yod Dalet, Yud Dalet, the concluding prayer. This verse, some say, is an addition for liturgical purposes to make the Mizmor, some say, suitable for recital in Hekalot, in the temple. Here, Zion, the dwelling place of the divine, the divine glory. From that, he makes his sovereignty known to the world.
Mi Yitain, Mi Tzion, Yitzhuat Yisrael. Oh, that the salvation. Who to give? Who? Mi Yitain. Who to give? Mi Tzion. From Zion, Yitzhuat Yisrael. The salvation of Israel. And hear, in Mizmor Kof Kaf Chet, in Psalm 128, Psalm CXXVIII. Hear, Kivegli, the Hey verse, the fifth verse, where it reads, the Lord bless thee out of Zion. Yivarekka Yahuwah mi Tzion. Yivarekka Yao mi Tzion. Jehovah bless thee, I male, out of, from mi Tzion, from Zion, out of Zion, from Zion. In Zion, in Tzion, here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamei Gimel, here in Psalm 133, where it reads, Al Harerei Tzion, Harar, Harerei, the mountains of Tzion. Interesting to note, the birthplace of the man child, Lij Tesari Tafari, with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Gimel, in Psalm 133, here at the Gimel, the third verse, where it reads, K'al Hermon She Yored Al Harare Tzion, like the dew of Hermon that cometh down, that descendeth, She Yored All upon, all Harare, upon Harare, Harar, Harare, Tzion, up on the mountains of Tzion. Zion, in Zion, is his eternal dwelling place. And from that center, his blessing, his bracha, will always and always radiate. So here in the expanded Midrash notes, here in Mizmor Yod Dalet, in the 14th Psalm in the Midrash Tehillim, in the study of the Psalms, here we have the phrase, Oh, that the salvation of Yisrael, the Yeshuat Yisrael, were come out of Zion, or in the Hebrew, Mi Yitain, who will give me Tzion from Zion, Yeshuat Yisrael, the Yeshua, the salvation of Yisrael. Hear, with Psalm 14, directly the seventh verse, Rav Lewi, Levi said, all the blessings, wounds, and comforts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One blessed be He, will bring to Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel. He will bring them Mi Tzion, from Zion, Mi Tzion, out of Zion. Thus, HaTorah, the Torah, the law of Jehovah, shall go forth Mi Tzion, from Zion. As it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 2 and 3, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. Ki mi Tzion te'tzei Torah, for out of Zion, ki mi Tzion shall go forth the law, K.A. Torah, shall go forth Torah. Divine Braka, divine Ivine blessing, shall be bestowed me Tzion, out of, from Tzion, from Zion, as is said, even in 128 verse 5. Also in Psalms 134, Hebrew verse 3, Jehovah bless thee, the I, out of Zion. Yevarekekai Yehovah mitzion. Jehovah bless thee, I, out of Zion. Yevarekekai Yehovah mitzion. And in Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, in Psalm 134, Psalm CXXXIV, here at the Gimel, the third verse, Yevarekekai Yehovah Mitzion, Jehovah bless thee, I, male, Mitzion, out of Zion, from Zion, a shining shall come forth, Mitzion, out of Zion, from Zion, as is said, even in Psalm 50, Hebrew, the second verse, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined forth, Mitzion, Miklala Yofi, Elohim, Hofiah, out of Zion, Mitzion, the perfection of beauty, Miklal Yofi, Elohim hath shined forth, Elohim Hofiah. A strengthening shall come, Mitzion, out of Zion, as is said even in Psalm 20, Hebrew, the second verse, the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, strengthen, thee, Mitzion, out of Zion. Yishlach, Ezreka, Mikodesh, Mitzion, Yisadeka, send forth thy help from the sanctuary, Yishlach Ezrekah Mikodesh, and support thee, the I, male, out of Zion, U Mitzion Yisadekah. Life shall come, Mitzion, out of Zion, as is said in Psalm 133, third verse. As the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, Kisham, Jehovah commanded Habraka, the blessing, even life forevermore. Kisham, Tziwah Yahuwah et Habraka, Chayim Ad Ha'olam, Chayim Ad Ha'olam. Greatness shall come, Mitzion, out of Zion, as is said even in Psalm 99, Hebrew, the second verse, Jehovah is great in Zion. Yahuwah Bitzion Gadol, Jehovah is great in Zion. Yahuwah Bitzion Gadol. Salvation shall come, Mitzion, out of Zion, as is said, oh, that the salvation of Yisrael were come out of Zion. Mi yitain, Mitzion, Yeshuat Yisrael. So, you find that twice in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of the Praises, the Book of Psalms, once in the first book, and again in the second book, Dawid, David said, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Oh, that Yisrael's salvation were come out of Zion.
Amar Nahala Delibo Hein Elohim Mi Yitena Mitzion Yeshuat Yisrael. The fool has said in his heart twice in the book of Psalms. We have Psalm 14, verse 7, and Psalm 53, verse 7. But why did David repeat this verse? Rav Lewi Levi explained, David spoke once in behalf of the Master, and once again in behalf of the disciple. David spoke once in the behalf of Harab, of the Rebbe, Rabboni, Rabboni, and once again in behalf of HaTalmid, of the Talmid, the Deka Mezmor. He spoke the first time in behalf of the Master Roveinu Moshe, Moses, who said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 5 and 26, oh, that they had such a heart as this always, to fear, to reverence. Mi yitain v'haya levavam zeh lahem. Oh, that they had such a heart as this, always, to fear, to reverence me, to reverence, respect, I. Me yitain wehaya libabam ze lahem liyirahoti. Another comment, David spoke the first time, the first Iowa, in behalf of Harab, the Master, Rebbe, Rabboni, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, who said, oh, that they had such a heart as this always, to fear me, to reverence, respect I, and keep my commandments. Mi yitena wahaya lebabama lahem le yiraoti we lishmor et kol mitzvotai. And he spoke the second time, the second Iowa, in behalf of the disciple, the Talmid Moshe, the disciple Moses, who said, according to Bamidbar, Numbers 11 and 29, would that all the Lord's people were prophets. Umi yitain kol am Yahuwah nevi'im. Would that all Jehovah's people were prophets. Umi yitain kol am Yahuwah nevi'im. Neither the words of the Master Harab, nor the words of HaTalmid, the disciple, are to be fulfilled in this world, but the words of both will be fulfilled in the Olam Haba. The words, HaDabarim, of the Master Harab, according to Ezekiel, Yechezekiel, Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and ye and y'all shall keep my ordinances. Ve'natati lachem alev hachadasha, ve'ruach hachadasha etein bekirabekem. Mishapatai tishimru will be fulfilled, and the words of the disciple HaTalmid, according to Eol Joel 3:1, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Eshpok, Eta Ruchi, Alkol Basar, Ve Nivu, Ve Nekem, Uva Notekem, will also be fulfilled. Another comment. Why did David say twice in the book of Psalms in the Sefer Tehillim that the workers of iniquity eat up my people as they eat bread? Oh, that salvation for Yisrael, for Israel, would come Mitzion, out of Zion. Rav Yudan answered in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, for the same reason that school children say twice every day, morning and evening, here in the words of Psalm 85, Hebraically verse 5, restore us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Shuveinu Elohei Yishainu V'hafir Ka'asika Imanu. Restore Ayinai Shuveinu, O Elohim of Ayinai Yeshua, of Ayinai salvation, Elohei Yishainu V'hafir Ka'asika Imanu, and cause thine indignation towards Ayinai to cease. Here, quick midrash note, the printed edition, it gives the prayer as, save us, O God of our salvation, and points to First Chronicles 16 and 35. And these words occur in, quote, O give thanks to the Lord, according to the authorized prayer book, the morning service, and in, quote, blessed be the Lord, according to the authorized prayer book, the evening service. So David said twice in the Sefer Tehillim, in the book of the praise, in the book of Psalms, oh, that salvation for Yisrael, for Israel, were come out of Zion. Mi yitena mitzion Yeshuat Yisrael. He said it twice in Psalm 14, verse 7, and in Psalm 53, verse 7. And this is why. Yevarekekai Yehovah mitzion, Jehovah, bless the eye out of Zion. All goodly rewards and all goodly comfort will come mitzion, will come out of Zion. Selah.
Psalm 133.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimal Shir Hamma'alot Le David.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is, how pleasant it is, how pleasant it is, how pleasant it is.
Hine ma tov uma na'im.
For brethren to dwell together in unity, together in unity.
Shevet Achim Gam Yahad, 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 Yahad.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head, on the head, on the head, on the head.
Kashem Min Hattov Al Harosh, Al Harosh, Al Harosh, Al Harosh, Al Harosh, Al Harosh.
That ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, Aaron's beard, Aaron's beard, even Aaron's beard.
Yored Al Hazakan, Zakan Aaron, 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 Aaron.
Went down to the skirts of his garment, skirts of his garment, skirts of his garment.
Shei yored al pi middotav, middotav,
the dew of Hermon. Hermon.
Ketal Hermon Shegyored.
It's the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Mountains of Zion. Mountains of
Zion. Al Harere Sidon.
There the Lord commanded the blessing. The blessing. The blessing.
Ki sham tziva Adonai et ha-beracha. Beracha, 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 beracha. Hayim ad ha-olam. Ad ha-olam. Ad ha-olam. Ad ha-olam. Ad ha-olam. Ad ha-olam.
Even life forevermore. 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 Forevermore.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimal Shir Hamma'alot Le David. 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 Le David.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. Went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
I'm not sorry.
thought at that time and how you place your mind or, you know, thoughts is an interesting word, you know, because some say no thoughts and in some areas of scripture, the way that English translates thoughts is like anxiety, like chenekeh, you know, like or tzara in the Hebrew, like tight, constricted, you know, a tight, constricted kind of place. It could be like a physical tightness or a psycho-spiritual tightness, which is kind of like the worst type of tightness. But it's like how you place your mind or your thought. Like, let this mind be in you. So looking at the psalm is like, you know, it's a heavy psalm. It's a crucifixion psalm. I must admit that there's times when it will come up in the cycle, and it's like, ah. And I'm sure that there's others that probably vibes like that. And I think it's always a challenge to say, yeah, there's that. If that's true, there's that aspect to it, but there's something else I'm missing. But something else here, once I get it, it's going to really, like, kind of exalt the whole thing. It's going to, like, turn it all up positive for the good, right? For all things work towards the good. So if you're not seeing it that way, it's, you know, it's that kind of that growing process. So then I got to actually see it, you know, within this psalm, the whole crucifixion and resurrection, though I had maybe spoken on it and I had noticed certain things, I didn't really see it, like, in a newer and a living way, like I did today, especially with that verse. It was like the anchor was like verse 3, where it says, "But you are holy, you inhabit the praises of Israel." I remember that's one of those verses in that early trot in Rastafari that came across that verse, and the Medi was like, it's just like in the Bing and the Isis, it's like you inhabit the praises. Like, just from the English, it's like you dwell in the praises. Like, in the praises, he's in the praises. You know, he's in the Isis, he's in the Miskana, he's in the Torah. You know, he's in the gratitude. He is in the gratitude. And it becomes even very kind of simple, you know, when you look at the spirit of things. You know, he's in the gratitude. Because gratitude is not just what we say. You know, it's like the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart. If our mouth is saying one thing, but our heart meditation is the next, then one got, you know, problems. Like, you know, you got a problem. You need a solution. You need an absolution. You know, you need an absolution for that sort of problem there. So yeah, so that's what I just know about this psalm and this time going through it. It's like, yeah, note what it's about. Yeah, the crucifixion. But sometimes you can spend so much time in the crucifixion verses that it's almost like a crucifixion in that sense. And then if you don't get to verse 22, notice it was 22:22. And it's the 22nd psalm, as it's noted nowadays, and it's the 22nd verse, as it's noted nowadays. So that's where the whole text started to change. Where he said, "I'll declare thy name to my brethren." And the name is Father. The name is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But the name is Father. Father is his name. The name is Son. Son is his name. The Holy Spirit is his name. The Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is his name. Hashaluchan Kadosh. You know, it's his name. It's still his name. So it's kind of interesting that, but he declared Father, because I always thought about it too. You know, like, you can ask some people, like, okay, if they believe or they know it, like, well, what is his name? Like, when did he declare it? When he said God? Because even from the Greek, we don't really have him saying, you know, from the Greek manuscripts, we don't have him saying what the tetragrammaton, the Hashem. Because we can't really, you can only tell by looking at the Hebrew, you know, but it's like kurios is, you know, or theos, or theos, or theos, you know, like God generally. Or, you know, like a magistrate majesty in a sense, in the Greek it can have that sort of idea. So what is that name? It was Father. That's where the whole Thomas theme becomes interesting, you know, with Thomas, where he said to Thomas, he shows the Father. And that's why Rovenu responds the way he does. And then he says, all this time, like, so long I've been with you, and you don't, you know, you know, like you're seeing, but you're not seeing. And that's like the same thing with the psalm. It's like, you know, seeing the psalm, and people always run down, like, Thomas, and they be, like, making jokes about our brother Thomas, like, oh, he was dowdy. But that's only like a Western Gentile perspective. You know, that's only like how, like, the Latter-day Church, like, nowadays kind of look at it. The original church didn't look at it that way. It actually looked at it like actually that was complimented in him, that he sought even proof. He heard, and we can't tell what his heart was. You know, we can't say that he doubted in that sense. He just wanted the proof. So that's why when the Messiah came and showed him proof, he justified his inquiry by providing the proof of the fact. And what did Thomas, was Thomas the same one who said, "My Lord, my God"? Boom. "My Lord, my God." Now notice, like, some people say, well, he's not God. Well, you notice that Yeshua, Jesus, doesn't, like, you know, doesn't reprove him, doesn't say, hey, don't be saying this. Because some people then look at the part in Revelation where it clearly says an angel, right, is showing Johannes you know, certain things, and he falls down, Johannes falls down to worship him, and the angel says, you're like, don't do this, you know, I'm like your fellow, I'm your fellow servant. And in that sense, he is quite correct, but notice this too, that the regenerated ones that come out of the degeneration, you know, the regenerated, the born-again ones, the children, they are like the angels. That's why people mix up that verse there too, you know, concerning, like they say, there's no marriage in heaven, and it's a very faulty interpretation, lacking in understanding the Hebrew, you know, the Hebraic, and I'm going to use the word hermeneutics. It's just basic translation, the basic Hebraicism. You know, people might say ism, but okay, the basic figure of speech. It's like, you know, people in different provinces, in different parts, in different communities, in different countries, even where they speak the same language, they might speak it particularly in certain areas, and it means something, you know, in the particular vernacular of the language. And that's exactly what we have in the Hebrew. And even with the older symbolic logic or the metaphors, the word pictures, you know, it was a way of communicating a universal type so that with the least difficulty possible, if one can receive the spirit of it, they'll get exactly what you're saying. You know, so that whole idea about that there's no marriage in heaven, if you read the whole thing, he says, you're like an error. He says, y'all don't know the scriptures, y'all in the error. You know, because they were believing that the resurrection was about who you're going to be wedded to or married. It was because of some faulty ideas and perhaps some faulty teachings that had come in latter-day Phariseeism. Because the Pharisees have a good beginning, actually. Some of the different groups, you know, had good beginnings. You know, like it's just like when we talk about the Pharisees. You know, the Pharisees had a good beginning. You know, and this is like also connects with the Maccabees. You know, the Maccabees is such an interesting Maccabees. I think we might go with Maccabees Monday, Maccabee, the book of Maccabees. It's known as Maccabees, not using this in the singular. So yeah, Maccabees Monday. I think Maccabees Monday would be a good. It's still Ministry Monday. These are other ways of describing, like it's like the second day in the week. You know, after it's like the what they call market days. I think in like the Nollywood movies, they usually say like the first, second, third market day would be counting not from the first day of the week of the seventh from creation, from Job point of view, which would be Ehud, a Sunday, the Yom Rishon, as it were. But yeah. So he said to them, they do herb because he didn't understand exactly what was going on, and it's kind of clear when you look at it, but there's so much ones, they start to talk about there's no marriage in heaven, and angels, they start going to angels having sex, and it's like crazy, it's like, wow. It's like, do messages copulate? Do they? And what is copulation? You know, if one would really take the time to even just think on it, be like a, you know, they use this term free thinker, and I'm still like, meditating the, you know, the idea, maybe I'll do a little bit of just research into the general, the plain sense of it sounds good. You know, it sounds right, like free thinking, because ones are constrained to certain lanes of thought. You know, if one could just look at it freely in the sense of without these constraints, almost like as we were before the fallen state. But how can people do that unless they're born again, unless they're regenerated? Right? So it's interesting when we look at, when to bring this right to Psalm 22 again, and the perspective of Psalm 22, specifically from verse 22. Because that's where we should really focus attention, more attention. Yes, the crucifixion aspect is that's a testimony. That's a testimony of the true church and the professing church, the church of brotherly love, the church of Philadelphia, the church of He Who Has the Keys, the Great King David, the church of Godomawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, I, the church of the firstborn, the church of Rastafari. That there is a very important testimony, and even that itself has gotten twisted and distorted and perverted. Right, amongst Christianism and Christianisms, isms and schisms. And if you really don't have the discipline of mind to study and also the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth is so very important. Because study is good, yes, but with the Holy Spirit it's even more so. Because then you really are like making progress. You know, not so much just from the intellectual aspect, but it's like the heartical. You know, the heartical, the psycho-spiritual, that understanding and the innermost and the innocence. And then as one grows, the words or the, you know, let's say the vocabulary, even with the linguistics, it's the same way. Because many times in going through the Psalms or going through the enunciation, you know, and looking at some of the various pronunciations, you know, of the different words, it's like later on. It's like, you know, when the word says to love him, with all of your, you know, with all of your heart, your soul, your might. It's interesting that it speaks in that sense, that trifold sense. And when it says all, the idea of all, in some translations, in translations say perfect. Perfect, complete. You know, it's like almost like a focus of concentration, a focus of mind. And it's usually when we are able to come to that point of stillness, where it says be still and know. When we come to that point of stillness, then we can really see it perfectly. We can see it as it's meant to be seen and not kind of limited or constricted, you know, where one will say one's mind is not free. Now, people use this term open-minded. I'm still like, well, what do they mean by open-minded? You know, I think free mind, you know, and even free of thought, right? Now, thought, like I said, thought has a kind of twofold, maybe even a trifold connotation that gets lost in translation. A lot of things get lost in translation. This is also another reason why the Holy Spirit is so important. Not that one's like someone's and one's deep end. When I say deep end on the Holy Spirit, allegedly. I say allegedly because when we look at the Scripture and the connection of the revelation of the Scripture through those who had and were directed by the Holy Spirit and also the Holy Spirit over that word. I'm not saying every translation, right? But the Almighty will secure and provide those baby steps for us. You know what I mean? And it's a shame that sometimes people go to one extreme or the next. You know, and this also is about how one carried a cross, not literally. Not always. When people look at the literal, even those metaphors which were ceremonial. Remember the ceremonial aspects being transferred. I mean, we're going to touch on that again as well in the season, and looking at where we're at in the season, and even with the Ministry Monday and the John Hanukkah, you know, the Maccabees, you know, Maccabee Mondays. I think Maccabees is a good way for the regular days. Because the Minyan is in that churchical sense and that basic principle of quorum. Basically, the Minyan, we say about the Minyan is quorum. And to bring these words out and to, you know, begin to explore their meanings and reason. The reason is the key. That's what's in the fourth book of Maccabees. Reason. You know, and understanding, well, what is reason? And also the translation of the fourth book of Maccabees in the lost books of the Bible with the 8 chapters. I really need to emphasize that. I hope the fellows also, you know, check it out, find the truth of it for themselves. And also with I and I, emphasize this particular matter. Why? Because it gives us almost like the Ali of the Torah portion, reading and feedings. And we're going to seek to emphasize that as well a little bit more, too, because, like, for example, we come to Testify Tuesday. At Testify Tuesday, we're at the third day in the Shavua, the third day in the Samint, the Suvae, the good is Suvae, similar to the Hebrew Shavua, Suvae, in the Rolam Harga Samint. So we have the 7 days, the week, the sabbatical, the strong, Rastafari, Rastamanai, and I, we say the strong, sabbatical strong. But now it's the week, quote unquote, until we make it sabbatically strong, right? And that is the word, you know, the word, the hearing of the word, right? Also the study of the word, and that being still, right? And knowing. This is how we come to that knowing, but it's a process, right? And this is why it's an order. This is why we can go through the scriptures, and with the Holy Spirit guiding us, we can point out that order there. And also, it's very provable in practical ways, in practice. So there's a practical application, you know. And this is why I really give thanks, you know, to Abba Father, you know, B'Shem Yeshua, you know, for being able to continue through the crucifixion part to the resurrection and being able to see the resurrection. Because I think a lot of Christians, this is where, according to the true church and the professing church, crucifixes are like abomination, like a mockery, a crucifixion to the true church. Now, what has crept in amongst the careless Ethiopians and also, you know, with church and state, this is also a very scriptural prophetic perspective. So the children of Ethiopia, children of Israel, you know, we're in that time and that space, you know, so this has even crept into the Ethiopian church. If you see crucifixes in the Ethiopian church, you're seeing an abomination that has crept in. It's plain and simple because it's a mockery. Now, there's a difference between a icon or iconography and a molten image or a kind of a three-dimensional image or even the miniature, like the so-called crucifix. Crucifixes are abomination. A three-dimensional representation, even a miniature, you know, of our Savior, that's abomination. And it always was. But something has crept in, especially that sense of godless and creeping coup against his majesty. Because remember, what happened with Yisrael, it was kingdom, right? It was a kingdom and it was a temple. The kingdom and the temple. This being about the state. The state and the church, or the church and state. So when we hear about this Western Gentile, these arguments about church and state, you know, if we were to weigh in just on the side of what we know as the truth, well, yes, church and state, any proper, we could say, government, you know what I mean, just based on the principles, church and state.
right? So what affected the state, speaking about Ethiopia, 74, 75, the godless and creeping coup, also affected the church. And this is where we get to see a lot of abominations, and there's no other way to really describe it. As the Hebrews say, you know, these abominations have crept in, you know, and this is not even touching on the whitewashing. This is also what we have with the Maccabees. So the Maccabees fight continues to go on, and it's so very interesting looking at this year. And see, what's interesting about this year, this Shana, Hebraically, this Amet, Ethiopically speaking, is because of how it began, the beginning, right? The beginning. How did it begin? Began with Rosh Hashanah, September 10th. Right, so we had like that Kalat Moshiach, by the bride. And then we had Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, the Ethiopian New Year, the Samet, and Kutat Ash, as some would refer to, the New Year on September 11th. So we have the lunar solar in almost a perfect alignment. So what we've been seeing even so far, even though we are off season, out of season, when we say out of season, we're out of season in the sense of not in the season of the Mo'adim, the Mo'aday, right? Yahuwah. Right, the Mo'aday, the appointed time Mo'adim. We're not in the three times, right, in the year. Not in that side of the year. We're in the other side of the year. And here we're going down to Egypt. This is also very, very significant, both with looking at it in the natural, right, in the natural now, in the darker part, even to the time of the what? To the time of the solstice. Right, the solstice and the darkest, right, the darkest time. We're in the 10th moon, the 10th month. We had a 10th Torah portion. We had Hanukkah, right? And now here, now notice it's the renewal or the livication. We call it the livication. In kind of other English, it's called the dedication, that renewal, right? That purifying of the holy place, of the sanctuary, of the tabernacle. So therefore, even within Ayinai Makom, the Mezmur, the tunes and the chants that we like to share that are part of the Medi is Selassie's the chapel, right? Because this is a time of that renewing of the holy place. Right, understanding and beginning to grow in what was done during the time of Maccabees. And in fact, Maccabees is so important because Maccabees actually bridged the gap between the Old Testament scriptures, right, the Hebrew scriptures as they refer to, Masoretic preserved, and the New Testament scriptures, the Koine Greek scriptures or the New Testament scriptures. We have Malachi and we have Matthew. Isn't this interesting just on that? The three M's. The three M's. What's the three M's? We have Malachi, sealing up the Old Testament prophets, then we have Maccabees, right? And Maccabees then points to what's called the apocryphal or the pseudepigraphal scripts, or part of that fuller canona or canon, the kana, right? That read like a rod to measure, the kana, interesting, the kana, the canona. And then we have the pseudepigrapha, what's called the pseudepigrapha, right? But these are scriptures that in the early church, in the Oriental church, right, what some people refer to as the Eastern Church, because the East is the Orient. We're not talking about the Far East in the sense of like China and Japan when we say Orient. Because that was a misnomer. It was a misnomer even before. It was a Gentile or the Anglo-American nation's mockery, right, of our Asian brothers, right, our Asian and we say Asiatic brothers. Right, some refer to themselves as Asiatic black men. We refer to also the Ethiopian Hebrews as Afro-Asiatic or Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic. Let's just point that out right there. So the order is very important. You know, there's other peoples, you know, like the Ammonites, right? And we have the Moabites, the Ben-Ami and the Ammonites. We have like the NOI, the Nation of Islam, the Muslims, the Moors, you know. These are related peoples even in the Torah, even the Torah narrative. In fact, especially in the Torah narrative. Now, it's interesting because how do these nations fear in the latter days and time? And then we point to, what is the Psalm, I think, 83 as well. So the period of Maccabees is important because it's the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. See, a lot of folks, they get into the New Testament, and they might be reading and studying and understanding some maybe basic things, but there's a big gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And most ones are not even conscious of the gap. They haven't mined the gap. So Maccabees helps us to mine the gap. And then when we look at that and Hanukkah and where in the year we're at, right? So it is like the wheel in the wheel, in the sense of there is the churchical order, right? But then it also reflects on the seasonal changes and where we're at in the year, right? And here's where we have a practical application of teaching us to number, right? Teaching us to number our days. So Maccabee Mondays, you know, I put that before the Chabarim, you know, Maccabee Mondays, much more study needs to be brought out on Maccabees and the significance of Maccabees. In fact, just for the Chabarim, if you have your first, you know, Schofield Study Bible, there is some writing within it between the end of Maccabee, the end of Slicah, the end of Malachi, and the beginning of Matthew. And it kind of gives an overview history. It's a very good place to begin to get an overview, kind of a catch-up. And that's in the First Scofield Study Bible between Malachi and Matthew. Right? And the significance of Maccabees, we also find this within the R.H. Charles Ethiopic Book of Enoch, as well as the Ethiopic, the Book of Jubilees. Right? The R.H. Charles is very good because some things are noted that help us within the studies and the reasoning to get a good build. Right? So that's a very significant aspect, and we really give thanks and praise to the elders of Rastafari for reminding us of the Book of Maccabees, the Maccabee Bible, and just even just the word sound of Maccabees. Right, just that's even a beginning, even the Maccabee Bible. But now we have to seek, study, right, grow in grace and in knowledge. All right. So Psalm 22 is like almost like a door, if you know what I'm saying. From that crucifixion, right, the praises, the theme of the praises, 22 to verse 31, bringing us forward into the kingdom and into that generation, even that generation of them that seek thy face, O Yaakov, O Jacob. And then we're going to bring it forward to this Torah portion right here in the season. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yes, I.
Rastafari. Yes, 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 yes. That record right there, That's a record right there. After Hanukkah. Call that after Hanukkah. Maccabees, the kingdom and the temple, church and state. The segue right here from the 10th to the 11th Torah reading and feeding. Why you gosh? Why you gosh? And why you guys come from Nagash, one of the meaning of Nagash, similar to Afro-Semitic, and we have Negus, but to draw near, Judah drawing near, right here, 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 the end of the year, after the Hanukkah, a replay right here. Maccabee, very, very important, helps us to mind that 400-year, it's about a 400-year gap between the end of Malachi and the beginning of Matthew. Apocryphal books, the key, and Maccabee. The key, yes,
the Bible to around the wicked, I go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. The Bible, Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. The Bible to around the wicked, I go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. The Bible to around the wicked, I go crumble.
Aviva. Aviva, it's time to open the door. Time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Yes. So here. We're gonna share the first and the second Aliyot here since we're at the eleventh sabbatical study. Why you gosh, right here, for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shema Yisrael, here, for this Shabbat, why you gosh. Sabbath, and he came near, and he drew near,
and he drew near,
and he drew near,
and he drew near
for the Rishon, here for the first Aliyah, the Rishon, here for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Wayigash, here picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 44, here picking up from verse 18, for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, first up offering here for this Shabbat Wayikash. B'shem Ha'ab Wehabein Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the One. Wayikash Elayom Yehuda, why Yomer Bi Adoni Yidaber Na Abdeka Davar Bi Azne Adoni Al Yichar Rapika De Abdeka Ki Kamoka K Faro. Then Judah came near to him. Wayigash Elayo Yehuda. Then Judah drew near to him Yehuda. Wayigash Elayo Yehuda. And said, Wayomer
be Adoni, oh my Adon, oh my Lord, be Adoni, Yidaberna Abdeka, oh my Adon, make thy servant, I pray thy, be Adoni, Yidaberna Abdeka Davar de Osne Adoni. Oh, my Adonai, make thy servant, I pray thy, speak a word in my Adon's, in Adonai's ears. Be Adonai, yidaberna abdeka dabar be azne Adonai, with ala yichar lapeka be abdeka, and make not thine anger burn against thy servant. We ala yichara apeka be abdeka. For thou art even as Pharaoh. For the I art even as Pharaoh. Ki kamoka k Pharaoh. Adoni asked his servant, saying, Have y'all a father or a brother? Adoni Shaala Eta Ab Dayo Lemora Hayesha Lakem Av O Ach. Have y'all a father or a brother? Have y'all a father or a brother? Hayesha Lakem Av O Ach. And we said to Adoni, I have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidest to thy servants, bring him down to me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And I said to Adoni, to my Adon, glad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou, the eye, saidest to thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, ye, y'all shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up to thy servant, my father, Avi, I told him the words of Adoni, of my Adon, and Avin, our father, said, go again, buy us a little food. And we cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see Haish, the man, Haish's face, except our youngest brother with us, with I. And thy servant, Ari, my father, said to us, to Aina, ye, y'all know that my wife, Ishti, bear I two sons. And the one went out from me, from I, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if y'all take this also from me, from I, and mischief befall him, ye y'all shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave, to Sheol. Now, therefore, when I come to thy servant Abdeka Havi, my father, and the lad not with us, not with I, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, with Atta Kabuya Hilla Abdeka Avi We Han Ara Hainua Itanu Nafsho Kshura Bi Nafsho. Seeing that his soul, his Nefesh is bound up, his psyche is bound up with the lad's Nefesh. With the lad's soul, the lad's psyche. We han ara henenu aitan with nafsho k Shura, the Nashol. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, here for the Sheni Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering here for this Shabbat Wayikash Sabbath, and he came near and he drew near. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 44, here at verse 31, for the Sheni Aliyah. With Haya, Kiar Otoa, Kien Hanar, with Meita, with Horidua, Evadeka, Etta, Seva Abdeka, Avinu. Be Yagona Shola Ola 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 Ola. And it shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad is not that he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, I and thy father, with sorrow to the grave, with sorrow to Sheol. With Haya Kiarotoa Kien Hanar, and it shall come to pass with Haya, and it shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad not with Haya Kiarotoa Kien Hanar, that he will die. Wa mate, that he will die, and thy servants shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, I and thy father, with sorrow to the grave. With horidu abdeka, etta sevata abdeka avinu, be yagona shola, for thy servant became surety for the lad to avi, to my father, saying, if I bring him not to thee, then I shall bear the blame to Avi, to my father, forever. For I, now therefore, I pray thy, let make thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to Adoni, to my Adon, and make the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father? And the lad, not with I, lest peradventure, perhaps, I see the evil that shall come to Abi, I see the evil that shall come to my father. Ki ek e'le hila avi, we hanar enenu aiti, pen er ehe ba'ra'a asher yimtz'ahet avi, how shall I go to my father, ki aich elehil avi, lad, be not with me. With hanar einenu aiti, lest I look upon the evil that shall come on my father. Pen ereche va'ra'a hashara yimtz'aha et avi. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear. Genesis chapter 45, Joseph reveals himself to his brethren. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me, from I. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. With lo yakola Yosefa lehita apeka lekola ha nitzavim alayo vayayikra. Then Yosef could not refrain himself before all the men that stood by, before all of them that stood by him. Ulo yachola Yosefa lehita apeka lekola hanitzavim alayu. And he cried out, he called out, Vayikra, Hoseu akol isha me alai. Cause every man to go out from I. Hoseu akol isha me alai. With law, amada isha ito. Be'ahita wada'a yosefa illa echayo. Then and there stood no man with him. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. With lo amada isha ito. And there stood no man with him. Be'ahita wada'a yosef. While Joseph made himself known, illa echayo, to his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians in the house of Paro, Pharaoh, heard. And Joseph, and Joseph said to his brethren, I, Joseph, doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled. For they were troubled at his presence. Vayitena et koloa biya bekiya vayayishma'u mitzrayim vayayishma'a baita paro. And he wept, and he wept aloud. Vayitena et koloa, and he gave his voice a biki. B-b-ki, and he wept aloud, and he gave his voice, weeping. Why yitain etak olo b-b-ki? Why ishmu a Mitzrayim? And the Mitzrayim, and the Egyptians and Mitzrayim heard. Why ishmu a Mitzrayim? Why ishma'a beita paro? And the Beit, the house of Paro, of Pharaoh, heard. Why yomer Yosef ha'ela echayo? And Joseph said to his brethren, why yomer Yosef ela echayo? Joseph said to his brethren, ani Yosef ha'od avi chai? I am Joseph. Ani Yosef.
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 Yosef. Yosef. I am Joseph. Ani Yosef. Ha'od avi chai? Ha'od avi chai?
Avi chai.
Doth my father yet live?
Yet live?
Yet live? Ha'od avi chai? With lo yakalua echayo. La nota oto akia. Niva halu ni panayo. And his brethren could not answer him, for they were affrighted at his presence. With lo yachalua echayo la enota oto yiva halua ni panayo. And Joseph said to his brethren, come near to me, come near to I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I, Joseph, your brother, whom you're sold into Egypt. Why yomer Yosef ha'ela echayo, gishu na elai. And Joseph said to his brethren, gishu na elai, gishu na. Come near Eli to I. Why yikashu? And they came near. Why yikashu? Why yomer? And he said, Ani Yosef, Achikem, Asher mikartem otia mitaraima. I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold. Into Mitzrayim, into Egypt. Ani Yosef, Achikem. Ani Yosef, Achikem. Asher mekartem oti Mitzrayim. And now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, here. For Elohim, for the true good, the true God, for Elohim did send me before you to preserve life. We'ata ala teya atarua. We ala yichara be ayanekema kia mekaritema otia heina ki le mechia mechia she lachini Elohim lifa nekem. And now be not grieved. And now be not grieved. We ata. And now ala te atzavu. Alate atzavu, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. With ala yichara be ayinekem, and be not angry in your own eyes. Kia mekaritem, that y'all sold me. Kia mekaritem maotia heina, that y'all sold me hither. Heya heina ki for kia le michia she lachni Elohim alif nekem, for Elohim did send me, Sinai, before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine in the land, and yet 5 years in which neither airing nor harvest. And Elohim sent me, Sinai, before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance, by a great deliverance. Vayishalacheni Elohim lifnekem la suma lakem she eyarita ba'aretz ula ha hayota lakem lifa lifa neifa gedolla
Did he get teased for being mixed?
Yeah, worse than teased. Teased is not the word. You call it rejected. You had to earn. Worse than teased. Teased is not the word. You call it rejected. You had to earn is every meal.
My fathers are white and my mother black. No, them call me half caste or whatever. Well, me don't depend on nobody's side. Me don't depend on the black man's side nor the white man's side. Me depend on God's side. The man who created me, who caused me to become from black and white, black and white, black and white, black and white.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Any of the Rastas have been involved in the killings in Jamaica over the years, or that's somebody else?
Rasta is involved in progress, in making understanding, like preaching traditional culture to the people. Rasta no killers. You have to do good before you can be a Rasta.
You have to do good.
If he's baddy, then you're bad. If he's goody, then you're good.
What would I have to do to be a Rastafari?
Well, the person you'd have to be born again.
Born again?
Yeah.
Would I have to be black?
Do you have a choice? If you have a choice, you better be black if you have a choice. But if you don't have a choice, someone's got black anyway.
This is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back, forward.
Yeah, go forward to Africa,
yeah.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yeah.
Get a lot of money out of your music?
Black man redemption. Woo-yo, woo-yo.
Christ, they would return within 2,000 years. Now we check out the time. This time is 1,979 years gone. So when I'm returned, I'm returned in a new name. We shall be dreadful and terrible among the heathen. And when I'm come, we shall be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the conqueror in the land of the tribe of Judah. In our lifetime, we look out on the earth to see who come with these names. One man will find his imperial majesty, Emperor Isaiah the first. Who is the King of Kings, the Lord, and the conqueror, and the tribe of Judah? No, the Bible, you know. The Bible is our route that we take, the Bible. Why? Because God's name shall put it in the hearts to write it. Well, today the Bible reveals that His Majesty is the conqueror, and the tribe of Judah, the King of Kings, the Lord, of Lords, just like the Revelation, the Bible, you know, with proof. So His Majesty is the reality.
Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia is the Almighty. No, anyone have anything to say, come up, come say, Lord, make me hear what them have to say. No, the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I the children say so.
I don't come to bow, you know, I come to conquer. I don't come to bow, I come to conquer.
My home is always where I am. My home is in my head. My home is what I think about. Or I try and center my mind in the thinking that I think. That is my home. My home is not a material home or somewhere out there. You know, my woman on my head.
Talking about my freedom, people freedom and leader.
Thank you.